I'm Jeff Palermo. This sportscast on the Louisiana Radio Network is brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health. When gambling is more than a game, no one wins. No LSU baseball tonight as the Tigers game against Grambling has been canceled because of the threat of rain. LSU will now look forward to hosting Arkansas this weekend. The Razorbacks team ERA is 3.75, 11th best in the country, right behind LSU, who is ranked 10th. LSU is coming off a series in which they scored just 7 runs against Texas A&M. Go 247 sports writer Glenn West says there are several players who can perform better, and the player on top of that list is shortstop Stephen Milam, who is hitting 205.
He's somebody that I think we all thought would be one of your best hitters on this team, and he just hadn't been able to produce in conference play yet, or at least the numbers haven't shown that. So he's somebody that LSU would certainly love to get going a little bit more.
LSU has also struggled against left-handers. In the series against A&M, the Tigers posted a batting average of 214 against the Aggie lefties. LRN.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the stripes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia Bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
The 10th-ranked LSU softball team will face 17th-ranked Mississippi State in the SEC tournament tomorrow morning with the NCAA tournament right around the corner. Coach Beth Tarina is hoping to build some momentum.
I think more than anything, just gain a little momentum and confidence for our team. You know, I think we've done a good job. We have a strong resume, but I think you always want to feel good, plan well as you move into the postseason. So I think just gaining some confidence for our team.
LSU is 12-12 in the SEC and on the verge of receiving a top 8 national seed. Louisiana Tech is the 4 seed in the Conference USA tournament, and they will play 5th seed in New Mexico State tomorrow in Bowling Green, Kentucky. ULM's Molly Fichtner has been named the Sun Belt Softball Coach of the Year. Fichtner has guided the Warhawks to their winningest season in over 25 years with a 34-21 record. And the Cajuns' Emily Smith was named Sun Belt Freshman of the Year. In conference play, she batted a team-best .435 with 7 home runs and 24 RBIs. LRN.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. Come on.
Tiger Rag Radio is on the air.
Let's crank this thing up.
We're statewide, breaking down the latest happenings with LSU athletics.
This is us.
Hear from the coaches.
We're put together a defense that puts us in a position to win the SEC.
The players.
We're having fun and we're working, baby. That's it, baby.
The recruits.
Show some passion and some heart.
And those who cover the Fighting Tigers of LSU and the SEC.
All those things are going to be there, which are important.
It's 2 hours of nonstop LSU talk.
What a privilege. I mean, you get to represent LSU.
Tiger Rag Radio is brought to you by Cummins. Cummins creates power solutions that the world depends on. Helm Paint and Decorating. The paint experts of Louisiana. Louisiana Beef Industry Council. Max Home. And the East Baton Rouge Parish Library. Get ready to talk Tigers with producer Jackson Blackman and hosts Todd Horn, Jeff Palermo, and Glenn Gilbo.
Players that are better people than they are players.
This is Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealer Studio.
And we are broadcasting from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio. Jeff Palermo along with Todd Horn and Glenn Gilbo as we begin hour number two. We'll give you a good preview of the Arkansas series with Tom Murphy from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette coming up in about 20 minutes. Glenn West from Go 247 will talk some LSU baseball with us. So pretty much baseball from here on out here on the show. And we bring in former LSU pitcher Chris Demui. He joins us on Tiger Rag Radio. Chris also hosted the podcast 60 Feet, 6 Inches, 6 Inches Pod, LSU Pod. Easy for me to say. But Chris joins us now here on Tiger Rag Radio. Chris, how you doing tonight? Been a while. How's things going?
Yeah. Doing well, Jeff. Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it. Doing good.
Well, what did you think of this weekend in College Station? I know that you you made a post on X or Twitter, however you want to describe it, and said, hey, it happens. You're going to lose. You know, I thought going into these three series against Tennessee, A&M in Arkansas, and you go, if they go 5-4, that's good. That's what you're at least striving for, and they're still in position to do that.
No, I agree with you. I thought, for some reason, I just always thought this Texas A&M series was going to be sneaky. So I told some friends that I thought LSU would drop two on the weekend. You don't like to see, you know, unfortunately, just kind of let it slip away on Sunday, you know. And but it was just a tough weekend, and that happens, you know. But, I mean, you take 2 out of 3 against Bama, 2 out of 3 against Tennessee. You have Arkansas, who's obviously the number 2 or 3 ranked team in the country, coming into your home park. So you have a chance to make it up, and then you have a really, really struggling South Carolina team to wind things down. So they have a chance to make up some room, but they're still not in a bad spot, right? Because, you know, Texas drop. Everybody in the SEC is going to get – you're going to get beat up. And it just you know, College Station is a tough place to play, and those guys are talented, and it just kind of happened, you know?
Hey, Chris, I know you were a pitcher, and you've got that pitcher mentality. I just have a question. Whenever you're locked into an intense series, weekend series, and then, you know, 3 very intense games like happened in College Station or Bryan College Station, whatever it's called, this weekend, is there a point like in the late in the game where you as a pitcher go over to the sideline and say, "Come on, guys, you know, let's break out some sticks here and start some raking." Or, I mean, do you get frustrated with it a little bit? I'm serious.
I think it's only human nature at times, you know, but at the same time, you know, these guys are your teammates. You've been with them for years at some time, you know, depending on how long you've been in the program, how long they've been in the program. But you have to also have to realize, like, they're saving your butt at the same time too, right? They're the guys that are playing defense behind you. They're the guys that are driving in runs, and it gets frustrating at times, but, you know, that's a very thin line to tread, you know, because then they're going to look at you, and if you give up a home run or you give up a run-scoring double or a couple of walks, they're going to say, look, you told us to do your job. Now you need to do yours. So I think it's the whole offense-defense thing in football as well, but it's just something to where, as a pitcher, you just have to control what you can, and that's just trying to execute pitches and make the best pitches possible and let those guys do what they do, you know, and – they're at LSU for a reason, and they can swing the bat for a reason. And, you know, A&M's got good guys who are going to play pro ball and pitch in pro ball too, just like Arkansas, you know, and future big leaguers out there. So it's, you know, it's just going to happen. But no, I would never say, like, hey, y'all need to get with it, you know.
That's because you're a team player, Chris. Todd is not a team player. He was a quarterback.
That's a good way to make enemies in the clubhouse. So.
Yeah, right, and they could get some runs, and then you could give up 5 next inning. So you got to be careful.
But whether you express it or not, you still feel it.
Well, I think sometimes, too, well, you know what your guys are capable of, right? So, obviously, I played in the late 90s teams, and I knew, you know, when we're getting held to one run, but I've seen a score, you know, 7 an inning off of 3 home runs. You're like, come on, man. Like, y'all should be crushing this guy. But then you have to take a step back and say, I mean, it's baseball. It's an old cliche, but it's true, you know. So it's, you know what those guys are capable of, and they're just having a bad day. Just like my job is to go out there and make the other team look bad and to get out and, you know, for them to – in the other dugout say, I can't understand why we can't hit this guy. It's just the nature of the game, you know, and it works for you sometimes, and sometimes it doesn't. And this weekend, they just had a tough time swinging the bat, you know.
Chris, as a pitcher, are there some, particularly some of the younger pitchers in the bullpen that not Cason Evans and not Zach Cowan? Are there some guys you see developing incrementally here in recent weeks?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I actually thought about that. This weekend, Glenn, because, you know, Coach Berman always used to have a saying where he would tell us throughout different parts of the year, but it's like you have to graduate, meaning at some point you are going to break through the pressure barrier, but it's different for every person. And I was thinking about that this weekend on the back of Maverick Rizzi's outing,
right?
You know, where you've seen flashes and he comes in and does a really good job. And Cooper Williams is getting more time on the mound, it seems like. But even you see older guys – like a Cowan or an Evans, to where they haven't played at LSU before. So that every time they go out in the SEC in an away environment, or like Ianson, right, this week, I think he's fully graduated, meaning he threw a complete game in a hostile environment. He shut their fans up. He shut their team up. So now for him, he should feel confident going into any environment. You know, now sometimes that ratchets up in super regionals in Omaha. But you definitely see signs of guys maturing throughout the year, because every time they have success in a different environment or in a different setting, say Rizzi does the same thing in a super regional, where he just continues to graduate to where next year at this time, like, there won't be any pressure on him because he's done it before. So I think it comes in different increments for people. But then I also thought, well, you got guys like Skeens and Cruz who are just freaks, where the pressure just doesn't matter. They're uber superbly talented to where they don't need to graduate. As soon as they step on campus, they've done it. You know, they're just so confident and they're just so good, head and shoulders above everybody. That doesn't necessarily pertain to them. But that's a long-winded answer of saying yes. You know, and I think Schmidt has kind of had some ups and downs this year, but, you know, it would have been nice to see him pitch tonight and have some more success. But I definitely see – I feel like Jay is kind of honing in on some guys he feels like he can trust moving forward.
Yeah, I think maybe DJ Primo and Cooper Williams, who he talked about quite a bit Monday night, and you mentioned Rizzi.
Yeah.
What did you think of the performance this weekend from Zach Cowan and Cason Evans? Those guys have been such nails all year. And we've talked about it earlier in the show, Chris. I mean, you just can't expect those guys to be perfect every single time. But anything just jump out to you as far as what you saw from them, in particular Cowan?
I think for him, and I definitely saw more of his outings this weekend than Evans initially when he started. But I think with Cowan, it's just, you know, so it just happens. That's a terrible answer. But sometimes, you know, and the other thing, too, is, and I'm sure Yeski and Cowan are probably talking about this, people have probably started to get a book on him in terms of what he likes to throw versus lefties and versus righties, right? And I thought Saturday in game two, I thought he got squeezed a little bit, but that happens to everybody. But they know he's going to lean on his changeup a lot. And so I think they're probably going to have to start mixing things up. And once again, he's been nails all year. I think for the first half of the year, he was the MVP along with Daniel Dickinson, right? And they're kind of maybe slacking off a little bit, but this is a long, slow grind. And the SEC is better than it ever has been. You know, you look at the top 10 and they probably have like five or six teams in the top 10. It's just, so I think for him, he just had a little bump in the road, but I would not hesitate to give him the ball again this weekend, but I wouldn't be surprised if they start, you know, pitching backwards. Maybe they throw a few more fastballs or a few more sliders to lefties or some different things to where people just can't necessarily hone in on maybe his pitch combinations in terms of what they've been seeing throughout the previous part of the year with him.
Well, Chris, do you remember the exact game when you felt like Skip graduated you?
Oh, I remember it to this day. I can tell you exactly. Yeah, it was 1996 against Florida in the College World Series. I mean, I remember it to this day. Well, because my catcher, Ed Yarnell, started the game. We were winning 2-1 in the ninth, and I started the ninth inning to get a lefty out. And that really wasn't my role, but that's what I needed to do and to lead off the inning. And I went 2-0 on the guy. Then I came back to strike him out, and Coach Berman came out to the mound and took me out for a righty. But I'll never forget Tim Lanier, who I played high school baseball with, was our catcher. And he came up to me and he said, "Man, you graduated today. You're doing a great job." And I was like, "You know what? You're damn right. I graduated. So I'll take it." But I had success throughout that year in 1996. But some of it was smoke and mirrors. You know, I kind of give up a hit or, you know, let the tying run score and then we'd win. So it looked like I got the win, but maybe I didn't pitch great. But after that, you know, it was, you know, I didn't really feel a whole lot of pressure besides anything I put on myself. But it was one of those situations to where a tough environment, you know, millions of people watching and I succeeded. And, you know, it just a situation. Yeah, but so I remember it to this day, you know, the hitter's name, everything. It's crazy.
Well, Chris, what are you expecting to see this weekend out at the box with Arkansas? I mean, it's a high, another intense situation. LSU needs it, like we've talked about, so they can stay on pace to be a super regional top, you know, a number one seed. They're on the cusp right now. They definitely need to take two at least. What do you expect?
I think it's going to be a lot like probably the Tennessee series or something like that. You know, I think it's going to be high intensity, high leverage situations, and you're really going to have to see some of LSU's big time guys step up. I think I personally believe I have full confidence that they're going to take two out of three this weekend. But you know, on Friday night they're going to face the Root kid from Arkansas, who's, you know, a Cade Anderson, Liam Doyle clone, right? Another dominant lefty who threw fabulous against Texas this weekend. I think he was SEC Pitcher of the Week or D1 Pitcher of the Week, maybe. I saw it on Twitter. eight innings, like shutout against Texas. And he's, you know, he's had a really good career from East Carolina now to Arkansas. So Friday night's going to be tough. And one thing that's, I think, that's held Arkansas back the past couple of years, and they seem to have kind of rectified it a little bit, is they can really hit. You know, I thought the past couple of years they just didn't hit great. But it seems like they can really swing the bat, and you know they're always going to have arms. But I just think with the crowd coming home, you know, they kind of have to flip a switch mentally and know that last weekend wasn't great, and I think they're going to perform really well. And it's, you know, I think Cade Anderson and Ianson are going to do what they've been doing all year. It's just a matter of, you know, Cade keeping the ball in the yard, Anthony getting off to a quick start, which sometimes he gets off to a slow start before he figures it out. And they're just going to have to find a way to scratch across some runs, and hopefully, you know, the fans can you know, cheer them on and get some of that magic going. But I feel good about this weekend. You know, they usually step up against big-time teams, and with it at home, I mean, I think they'll take 2 out of 3.
Well, let's hope the games start before 9 o'clock. That's all
that's
I'm
right.
asking for.
All right, Grandpa.
Weather, I know,
I'm just saying, it knocks the crowd out of the game, except for the guys that have been overserved. But anyways, Chris, thanks a lot for your insight, man. We really appreciate it. Always good talking with you.
All right, Jeff. Sounds good. Y'all take care. Thank you.
All right, that's Chris Demui, former LSU pitcher here on Tiger Rag Radio. We'll talk more about this LSU-Arkansas series, get a bit of a scouting report on the Razorbacks from Tom Murphy, who covers Arkansas athletics for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. So stay tuned for that. This is Tiger Rag Radio from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio.
Welcome to the Chevy Lightning Round. Guess the clues to win. First team, you're up.
Powerful, commanding, unstoppable.
Silverado.
Adventurous, fun, techie.
Trailblazer.
Stylish, nimble.
Trax.
Innovative, electric.
Blazer EV.
Lightning Round champions. You've guessed all the right Chevy clues.
Wherever the year takes you, explore it together in the Chevy of your choice. See your Super Chevy dealers today.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. For more than 100 years, Louisiana Farm Bureau has been the voice of Louisiana agriculture. Louisiana Farm Bureau advocates on behalf of all the farmers and ranchers across our great state. What that really means is we advocate for you to ensure we have the safest, most abundant, and affordable food supply in the world. Louisiana Farm Bureau is 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
A sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked fork tender brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this summer. Beef is packed with protein, and with 29 cuts of lean beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this weekend and all summer long, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of beef. So remember, beef, it's what's for dinner. Brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-CUMMINS, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-CUMMINS.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we go! Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, tigerrag.com.
No more mold, no more damage, no more outdated old bathroom, no more slipping and hurting, no more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
Tiger Rag Radio is back on the air, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
Let's get right to our next guest on the Max Home Hotline. As you are listening to Tiger Rag Radio with Jeff Palermo, Todd Horn, and Glenn Gilbo, Tom Murphy from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette will joins us now here on the Tiger Rag Radio. How you doing tonight, Tom?
Oh, yeah, we're going to have a fabulous time, man. Does the FCC monitor your broadcast?
I don't know. Probably not, because they should have shut us down a long time ago. But
why is that, Murph? That's a strange question. What do you plan on saying?
I was thinking about all the colorful words I wanted to use. So just tell me if I go across the line, and we'll rein it back.
Well, how fun was that weekend against Texas? Not only sweeping the top-ranked Longhorns, but really winning all three games in dominating fashion.
Yeah, well, it was really fun for the Razorbacks. I'm a neutral observer as a member of the press corps.
When did that start?
Well, I mean,
watch your language. Watch your language.
That's the professional ethic you take into it. But no, it was fun for the Razorbacks. They were basically laying in wait. You know, they had gone on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the weekend before at Florida, and got an extra day of rest in. So their lead guy, Zach Root, was, you know, he was raring to go on the Friday game, and he delivered with eight innings of two hit ball. And to me, it's amazing that Texas, who was so hard for people to solve throughout this entire season, gets outscored 15-1. In the first two games of that series, and their only run was a solo home run. It was just to watch. It was mind-boggling, because you know they're a great team, and they scored a bunch of runs in game three. But Arkansas hit five home runs and had this kid come, you know, who doesn't play very much, named Reese Robinette, who hit a huge home run against LSU 2 years ago. Hit two home runs and brings them back, and they really needed that, because they had lost three series in a row to Georgia, and then at home against A&M, and then on the road at Florida. So showed a little bit of vulnerability to Texas, too. There were some guys, the Volantis kid out of the bullpen, who hardly been touched. I mean, he gave up two runs in his first appearance this year, and since then I think he'd given up one or two other runs. And they hit a three-run home run off of him, and it was a lefty on lefty. And he was holding lefties down so badly, I think he was less than a 100 batting average. So they accomplished a lot of things. They got their mojo back in terms of hitting, because they had not been scoring with the same frequency they did before. And so they'll be rolling into Baton Rouge on a pretty good high, knowing this is going to be a tough series.
Is this one of Arkansas's better offenses in recent years, Murph?
They went into last weekend hitting 320, and they had not been – it's one of their best offenses for sure. Vahiva Aloy, the shortstop, tearing it up. He's he's corrected a little bit of a flaw in his swing. Pitchers could get him out with breaking stuff that was breaking away, and he'd chase, and he's not doing that as often this year. And his average is, you know, mid-300s. So is his brother's, Cahill Aloy, who's been a great addition. And the kid they got named Charles Davalon, a Canadian who's playing left field, has been really superb in the leadoff role for him. So, and then another new guy named Brent Iredale that plays third base is hitting pretty well too. And, yeah, we haven't seen a hitting team like this. They've been so pitching dominant in recent years. It's been a little bit of a change of pace to see them with a really good hitting team.
Well, Murph, they got a couple guys from Hawaii, and you mentioned Canada. Did they recruit those guys without letting them see Fayetteville?
Oh, Jesus.
You know, I am not sure if Vahiva and Cahillo, the brothers from Hawaii, came to campus before they signed.
Good
Cahillo
strategy.
Played at Sacramento State. Huh?
Good strategy.
Well, I
was just kidding.
Look, man, this is a fine campus. I know you like it up here. You've gone camping and stuff. And then the other kid, Nolan.
Camping?
I don't see Glenn as an outdoors
dude. Well, I like outdoors at the Jazz Fest, but I'll camp out there. But getting back to baseball.
You stayed in a lodge, definitely.
So is Gage Wood and Landon Bidelshuis, is that the number two and three starters probably for this weekend?
Well, they didn't announce, and it's pronounced Bidelshuis.
Bidelshuis, okay.
Thinking of the last part being like cheese, and so you say cheese.
Gotcha.
And Bidelshuis. But anyway, he was not announced, and he'd not been pitching well, not been giving him great depth, and got lit up by Florida, too. And so after they won their first two games, it was their best option. And he had a pretty good start, a couple of good innings, but he wound up giving up, I want to say, four runs in maybe four innings against Texas. So I assume he's going to start. I mean, they haven't announced their rotation, and they might not announce their Sunday guy again. But, yeah, Wood is now in the second spot, and he's had three starts since he came back from, like, a shoulder impingement, which happened in his second start of the year. Down in Texas, and he was able to throw more pitches each time back, and I think he might be up to close to 80 for this weekend, and he really brought it. I mean, you could tell he wasn't leaving anything out. His fastball averaged about 97 against Texas, and he gave up the solo home run, but that was it. So, yeah, he's their number two guy.
Tom, thanks a lot for your time, man. Great catching up with you. We'll have to talk again when LSU plays Arkansas in football or maybe SEC Media Days or something like that. But thanks for your time tonight.
Sounds like a good deal. Enjoy being with you guys.
Thanks, Murph.
All right, Tom Murphy from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette joins us on the Max Home Hotline. We're broadcasting from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio. Glenn West from 247 Sports will join us when we come back on Tiger Rag Radio.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
A sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked fork tender brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this summer. Beef is packed with protein, and with 29 cuts of lean beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this weekend and all summer long, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of beef. So remember, beef. It's What's for Dinner, brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
go online to BoudreausElectrical.com for information about Generac standby generators.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. For more than 100 years, Louisiana Farm Bureau has been the voice of Louisiana agriculture. Louisiana Farm Bureau advocates on behalf of all the farmers and ranchers across our great state. What that really means is we advocate for you to ensure we have the safest, most abundant, and affordable food supply in the world. Louisiana Farm Bureau is 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. One of the bills in the legislature getting the most attention is one that would give the insurance commissioner the authority to reject rates he deems excessive, regardless of market conditions. It passed the full House and is now awaiting debate in a Senate committee. Governor Landry supports the bill, but Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple does not. He says he has rejected rates because they're either too high or too low.
I have told insurance companies 39 times since I've been Commissioner of Insurance, your math is not adding up. Go back to the drawing board.
A Louisiana Tech football player has been arrested, charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Ruston police say 20-year-old junior defensive back Jacob Fields was chaperoning two brothers during a Louisiana Tech recruiting visit. Fields allegedly took the two boys, ages 15 and 17, to an apartment where the 15-year-old smoked marijuana and began to have an adverse reaction. Fields returned the young man to the hotel where the boys were staying with their mother. Their mother called an ambulance when she noticed the boys' paranoia. LRN.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we come. Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
Much of Louisiana, including Shreveport, Monroe, Natchitoches, Alexandria, Opelousas, DeRidder, Lake Charles, and Lafayette, is under a tornado watch until 9 p.m. tonight. The entire state is under a flood watch. Meteorologist Bill Jackwiman.
Rainfall amounts should range between 2 to 4 inches in the northern parishes, and as much as 3 to 6 inches for areas of the coastal parishes, southeastern Louisiana, especially as moved through later on today, tonight, and on into tomorrow.
Bogachitta State Park in Washington Parish is undergoing significant expansion with the acquisition of over 800 adjacent acres. Office of State Parks Assistant Secretary Brandon Buris says the newly acquired acres may need some restoration projects in the future to maintain the quality and standards for Louisiana State Parks.
We want to make sure that we take care and be a great steward of the property we've been given. So there could potentially be some restoration projects from, you know, Longleaf Pine Restoration Project, you know, just to fully study the ecosystem.
LRN.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we come. Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
You should call that radio station and let him have it.
Good idea.
1-800-673-5555.
I want to be under the bright lights. I want to be on the Broadway stage.
Tiger Rag Radio is on now.
Welcome back to Tiger Rag Radio. Jeff Lermel inside the Super Chevy Dealer Studio. Joining us now on the Max Home Hotline, it is Glenn West, the senior writer for Go 247. Glenn, tough weekend for LSU baseball this past weekend in College Station. First of all, your overall thoughts, and then we'll dive into it from there.
Yeah, so I think probably for me, if you want to kind of start with the positives, I guess we can start there. The pitching staff for LSU was pretty fantastic, especially from a starting perspective and what you got from Cade Anderson on Saturday afternoon and then Anthony Ianson on Saturday evening in the doubleheader performance. I thought both of those guys really set the tone for the pitching staff and really were able to kind of carry LSU in a lot of different ways with the offense not producing the way that you really needed him to. So really I thought Ianson was pretty dialed in, probably his best performance of the entire season to this point. He had a career outing, obviously going nine innings and being able to just kind of fill up the strike zone, get a bunch of guys out and get out with some pretty low pitch counts too in most of those innings to kind of keep him going for most of the outing. And then Anderson's been Mr. Consistent for you most of the year. So really like what those two did. Thought, from a overall pitching perspective, what you looked at from the bullpen, most of those guys did their job in that Sunday game. I mean, Case and Evans didn't come out with the hottest of starts from a pitching perspective, and I thought that the way that the bullpen was able to respond for the most part, they did a really nice job of getting you into those later innings, which is something that LSU would have taken, I think, going into the weekend. If you had said, we can get into the eighth inning with a lead and we can hand the ball over to Zach Cowan with the chance to win the series and close it out, I think that's something else you would have taken 100 times out of 100. So that it just didn't go his way. You know, they got a good couple swings on him and were able to change the complexion of that game pretty quickly there in the eighth inning. So, but overall, I thought the pitching was pretty solid for LSU to be able to come out and win that series. But offensively is the big story, and just not being able to produce at the plate. Seven runs over three games is just unacceptable and something that I'm sure has Jay Johnson staying up a little bit later at night, you know, these last couple of weeks, because there's been just a lot of inconsistency, I think, throughout this rotation. And as they're trying to kind of figure out what their best nine is still this late in the season, you're still seeing a lot of different mixing and matching in terms of guys playing with in the outfield at the DH spot, and certainly with what the order has looked like with Jared Jones moving from second to first in the lineup, for example, and lots of different things of that nature. So offensively, you've got to find something here over the next six games for LSU to really feel like they can be that team come postseason that is one of the more complete groups in the country.
Offensively, are there any guys that you're particularly concerned with?
Yeah, I think there's a couple. I mean, we haven't seen Steven Milam get it together yet. I mean, he's a guy that was one of your best hitters this time a year ago in SEC play, and he hasn't been a high strikeout guy, but he's just not creating the kind of contact that he was for the most part in his true freshman season. And so he's somebody that I think we all thought would be one of your best hitters on this team, and he just hadn't been able to produce in conference play yet, or at least the numbers haven't shown that. So he's somebody that LSU would certainly love to get going a little bit more. Jared Jones, I think, is another one that has been good for LSU at times. Obviously had the big home run hit last weekend against Tennessee in the ninth inning that won him that game, but his play has been very up and down as well. So I think there's just a couple of those returning hitters that I think LSU needs a little bit more consistency from. This last weekend, that group of six, in terms of guys that started all three games, Jared Jones, Steven Milam, Michael Braswell, Chris Stanfield, Daniel Dickinson, and there was one other one in there that I'm forgetting, but those six combined for 188 batting average this last weekend against Texas A&M on the road. So you need those guys to be able to produce for you on a more consistent basis if you want to be a winning team in this conference, and they just weren't able to put together enough good at-bats this weekend to make that happen.
Talking with Glenn West, senior writer for Go247, Glenn, you mentioned it a couple minutes ago about the shuffling of the lineup. How concerning is that for you, that here we are, as you mentioned, there's now six conference games left, and Jay Johnson is still trying to find answers, and
Yeah, I don't have a problem as much with them tweaking with the lineup order, because I do think that they have guys, whether it's Ethan Frye, Jake Brown, Ashton Larson, Josh Pearson, those kind of grouping there, but they've been rotating in and out with the DH in that right field spot. I think all those guys have and can contribute to winning baseball, but I think for me that the most, I wouldn't say concerning part, but the most part, the part that's given me the most questions is the shakeup in the batting order, maybe, is kind of what I was getting to there. Jared Jones going from that two-hole to the leadoff spot. You've seen Stephen Milam kind of up and down the middle of the order. You've seen Daniel Dickinson drop as low as four and then hit as high as two. There's just been a lot of, kind of discrepancy there. Really, the only consistency, the only consistent in terms of the order has been Chris Stanfield in that nine hole, which is not something I think we would have all predicted going into the season, that he would be hitting over 300 in the nine hole. But they got to find some more consistency with this lineup. And I think that they're still kind of in that process, which it is a question mark, and will continue to be until they kind of dig themselves out of the ebbs and flows that they've been through over the last month.
What did you make out of Zach Collins' weekend in College Station? Eventually, he was going to get hit around a little bit. He just couldn't.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody was expecting him to have an ERA below 1.25 the entire season.
Yeah, look, I mean, like I said, he's been the most trusted bullpen option, I think, for LSU when you look at just the entirety of the totality of the season. Somebody who's just been very consistent for him in whatever spot they've asked him to pitch in. And so this last weekend was rough for him for sure. Just didn't have just made a couple mistakes, and credit to Texas A&M, especially that three-hole hitter Sorrell for hitting the three-run bomb there that really kind of put them over the edge there in that Sunday game. But I think going into the weekend, like I'd said, if you would – told LSU that they would have a chance to get the last five outs with Zach Cowan on the mound and a chance to win the series, that's something that they would have taken in a heartbeat. So I don't think that they've lost any trust in him or anything like that. I think he's going to have to continue to be a huge part of the bullpen and kind of their continued success. So, it was just I think you can chalk that up to just a rough outing for him. And until we see more teams maybe kind of catch on to that fastball changeup two-pitch combo that he has, there's no reason to hit the panic button, I think, on him quite yet.
So Arkansas coming to town this weekend, Glenn, and they LSU needs a good performance here. How do you assess their chances of getting a top eight national seed?
Yeah, I think they have to win these next two series to be a top eight national seed. You got to be able to beat Arkansas at home. That's going to be a huge series for them this weekend. I think Arkansas is arguably the most well-rounded team in terms of offense, pitching, and defense that they've faced this season. I mean, they lead the conference in hitting. They've always been one of the best pitching staffs in the conference. So that's going to be really, really tough series for them this weekend, and they're going to have to get their A game from a lot of their star players this weekend to win that one. But I think that they have to win these next two, whether it's the Arkansas series and then, of course, on the road against South Carolina. That gets you into that kind of 19-20 range of wins over the next couple weeks, and I think any kind of 19-20 win team in the SEC is good enough in order to make that push and get into that top four or five seed in the conference. And usually the top four in the conference are pretty good shoe-ins to being able to make it into that top eight national seed. They're number four right now, or actually they're tied for third right now in the conference standings. So you add four more wins to that, it's going to be pretty tough for another team to come and catch them.
Glenn, thanks a lot for your thoughts on LSU baseball. It should be fascinating to see what happens here down the stretch. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
All right. That's Glenn West. We'll have more coming up here on Tiger Rag Radio.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we come. Let's face it. We all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, tigerrag.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
Now, back to Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
Good conversation there with Glenn West from 247 Sports. Haven't talked any football. Let's get a little bit of football conversation because it looks like the LSU football roster is finally set for 2025 as LSU gets a commitment on Sunday. Nothing official yet as far as from LSU, but looks like they got the safety they were looking for, and that he's got a good chance to be a starter next season.
Yeah, I talked to the his agent, and his agent said it was a done deal, so yeah. I'm going to take him at his word. And that means that Brian Kelly filled in the two weakest spots that I thought they needed to fill in here in the spring portal with the defensive line and the safety position. And Halsey is a stud.
Yeah.
He is a stud. So with him and Tamarcus Cooley back there, I think that answers a lot of questions for this defense. And I don't think there's any reason why this team shouldn't be a playoff team this year.
Most of the projections that I'm seeing, granted, we're long range out here. Most of the projections I'm seeing is LSU in the playoffs. Yeah. Come December.
And I think they better be.
Yeah, they better be. Because I don't know how, you know, if they go 8-4, 9-3, and they miss out, it's going to be tough considering the push that they have made to get in front of donors and to, can I use the word beg for more money? Huh. And if you end up and everybody reaches a little bit deeper in their pockets and you still end up with a 9-3 record.
Yeah, it would be very disappointing.
But when you look at the schedule, you could see them still fall. You could still see a 9-3 season there.
Yeah, you can. You can also see a 10-2 or an 11-1.
Yeah.
And I think the team aside, my biggest question remains the offensive line.
Oh, for sure, for
sure. But the rest of the I think the defense is going to be solid. I think it's going to be staunch. I think they're going to be creating a lot of havoc for a lot of teams. I think they have much better players at key positions across the board. I think the linebacker crew is going to be strong. I think the defensive backs are going to be strong again. And I think the defensive line is going to be strong again. And we've talked about the edge. The edge is going to be phenomenal. So I think LSU is going to have a high-energy, turnover-prone defense where they're going to be able to force some turnovers. And I think they're going to be a very good offensive team, at least through the air. And I hope that they're able to develop that running game finally. That's going to be dependent upon the offensive line. But I think they can do it.
Yeah, I like the quarterback. I like the receivers. I like the fact that Joe Sloan is going into his second year
yeah.
at calling plays. but they had more talent on the offensive line last year than this year on paper, and they struggled to find a running game last year. So, you know, that would be a pleasant surprise if they could be a good running team this season. They got some good backs, you know, but can they do it? And that would really help the passing game. And I really like Blake Baker going into his second season with and he likes some of his returning players in addition to the new portal players. So, you know, they have everything. I mean, they should be a lot better. And they need to win that opener, and they don't, and you know, their opening losses have gotten a lot of attention, obviously, since Kelly took over. But he's really recovered from those losses. Yeah. But then he had a bigger loss later, like to A&M in 2022. And that was an A&M team that only finished 8-5. But the killer loss last year was Florida. Yeah, you know. Right. So he's got to win those late season games. But, you know, they've been close. This really should be the year they get to the playoffs and make some noise.
You know, the one thing, obviously, they had four of those offensive linemen from last year's team, led by Will Campbell, that were drafted into the NFL. So they obviously had a strong offensive line, but it was an incumbent offensive line. It was an offensive line that's not one that Kelly recruited. And Kelly is a visionary when it comes to offense. Uh-huh. And so these are more his prototypical offensive linemen. The question becomes, can they develop? And they're going to need the running game, and they know that. So, to me, that's the key.
It'll be a huge key. I saw Todd McShay in his mock draft for 2026, having Garrett Nussmeier go number one to the New York Jets.
A lot of people are saying that.
You know, and the Saints are talking about, you know, if they have another bad season, that even though they took Shuck. I've heard the pronunciation.
No,
Shuck.
No,
okay, we got
it's
it.
Shuck.
Okay.
Like shucking oysters.
No, it
no,
the K is
I
silent.
Heard him say that.
Can he throw it? Can he throw it?
He shucks and shucks.
Okay, well, I'll call him whatever you want if he can throw it.
He says
but,
it's shuck.
But the point is, even though they got him in the second round, that's not a huge investment.
Right,
so
yeah.
They could still go for Garrett next year. But yeah, Garrett is the most mentioned highest quarterback next year.
Well, he's out of all of college football, nobody's thrown for more yards than him as far as returner goes, as far as coming back. So
Clemson's got a good one.
And when you look also at the Heisman odds, Las Vegas is not going to have an LSU quarterback sneak up on him again and win the Heisman. So trying to get a nice price on him as far as a Heisman winner. You're not going to be as successful as you were with Jaden Daniels or Joe Burrow, of course.
Of course, there's a kid in Austin who may have something to say about it.
We'll see. Yeah,
he's going to stay to his senior year, Arch.
Okay. All right. Let's take a break. We'll wrap up the show when we come back here on Tiger Rag Radio.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
Go online to BoudreauxElectrical.com for information about Generac standby generators.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the stripes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia Bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
A sizzling T-bone steak. A mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger. A slow-smoked fork tender brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this summer. Beef is packed with protein. And with 29 cuts of lean beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this weekend and all summer long, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants. The delicious taste of beef. So remember, beef. It's What's for Dinner, brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we come. Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stay informed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
How you doing? This is Snoop Dogg.
Tiger Rag. Tiger Rag Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you are tuned in.
Talk LSU sports, interviews, opinions, and your calls around the Tiger Nation.
Baton Rouge was a life for me. Home with LSU Tigers.
Now more Tiger Rag Radio.
Hey, we love to score and get highlights and championships and play to win.
Tiger Rag Radio.
Couple of other notes here as we wrap things up from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio. Richard Anderson, who is the fantastic defensive lineman for the Edna Carr Cougars and helped Edna Carr win a state championship last year. In fact, he was should have been named the most outstanding player in that game. He was a one-man wrecking crew in that win over Ash, 53-8 in the Division I Select state championship game. He is committed to LSU, and he is now ranked as the number one defensive lineman in the country for the class of 2026.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. So LSU softball, they play in the SEC tournament. It's kind of hard to believe this because their record is 12-12 in the SEC, but yet they could potentially be a top eight national seed.
40-13 overall, right?
Yeah.
And so what happens is the SEC is by far and away the
right.
best softball conference. So 10th in the SEC is like 10th in the country.
And in the RPI, they are four. They're number four in the RPI. Texas A&M and Florida State are ahead of them. Oklahoma is right behind them. Texas is seven. You would think Texas would get a super regional over them just because Texas swept LSU. But my one issue for this, and we haven't talked much LSU softball here on this show, but it just seems like it's becoming repetitive, right? Like they start 24-2, and then they suffer a tough loss. Like this year, 2 years ago, it was against Ole Miss. They blew a lead. They ended up losing the series. They were never the same again. This year, blew a lead against South Carolina, lost the series, and they've never been the same since.
Well, Beth Tarina, LSU softball coach, said it's the SEC.
I understand it's the SEC.
Whereas Paul Maneri,
who didn't know this was a tough league.
I underestimated the SEC.
It's not
and
looking.
They overestimated his contract.
Well, and I think they overestimated what he could bring to him. Now, Paul Maneri today, he is saying he basically brought up the example of him at LSU this year when he was speaking to the media. Where, if you remember, in 07, that was a really bad team.
Right? Not as bad as this team, but it was a pretty.
It was a
team.
Bad team, and then they went out, and as he said, they recruited their butts off. With him and Terry Rooney, Terry Rooney's on his staff now, and then in 08, they started slow, and then they went on that miraculous winning streak, ended up becoming a top eight national seed in the final year in the old box, and then won the national championship in 09.
Now, little different terrain, but he is accurate. He actually inherited a much worse team at South Carolina than he did at LSU. LSU was a decent team that he inherited. It's not quite the same, but he has done it, and he also a couple of times while he was at LSU, he had kind of averaged to bad seasons and then flipped it as well. So he knows how to do that.
Yeah,
so,
in 2010, they didn't even make the NCAA tournament after one. Right. Or, no, 2011.
So. My understanding, I got a couple of friends in Greenville, South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina.
The Sharks are circling.
Sharks are circling, and the only chance that he has of returning next year, according to these guys, and I'm not saying this is official word, is if he fires Rooney, because he's basically ruined the pitching staff this year, according to them.
Oh, boy. Well, we'll see. We'll talk more South Carolina next week on the show. LSU will be at South Carolina to wrap up the regular season. We'll have LSU softball in the NCAA tournament. Probably more football news. We'll see if we get some more basketball news. But thanks for listening to Tiger Rag Radio. For Todd Glenn, I'm Jeff Palermo. For the latest in LSU sports, check out TigerRag.com.
Tiger Rag is everywhere. Online at TigerRag.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TigerRag Magazine, or follow us on Twitter at Tiger_Rag.